TRX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty, hey, yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster, RX 93.1. It's time for the Wake Up Quiz. The Wake Up Quiz on TMR.
Monster RX 83.1. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. It is December 9, 6:15, and let's start the day with the Wake Up Quiz. We've got someone on the line. RX, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Ben.
Hi, Ben. Is this your first time calling?
This is my third time, actually.
Third time. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait for you to answer these questions. So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Okay, first question for the Wake Up Quiz. Thor was the son of which god?
Odin.
Odin is correct. The book Da Vinci Code was written by whom?
By Dan Brown.
Dan Brown is correct. Next one. What is the tallest building in the world?
Burj Khalifa.
Burj Khalifa is correct. Next. What name is used to refer to a group of frogs? Clue. It is also a name of a fandom right now.
I'll pass on that first.
Okay, pass. Last one. Bill Gates is the founder of which company?
Microsoft.
Microsoft is correct. You got 4 out of 5. Wow. Look at you. Oh, my gosh. You know what? You can call again because, you know, we're looking 5 for 5 for 5 different days. So since this is your third time, the first two ones, did you get 5 for 5?
I got one.
You got one. It's okay. You can call again. All right?
Yep.
But thanks for calling, Ben, and have a great morning.
Thanks, Rika.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. There we go. That's it. That's it for the Wake Up Quiz. Again, you guys can call us up every day. It's 863-1-9393. And that's it for the Wake Up Quiz. You snooze, you lose.
The Wake Up Quiz on TMR.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Today, we are talking about the Miss Universe Panel Selection Committee.
Oh.
So, yes. So
why? What about us? What about us? Ano ba, anong reklamo nyo?
You're late. They're already in Dubai.
Sige,
they didn't tell
GTG.
You.
GTG, guys.
Well, the Miss Universe organization already revealed the names of this year's selection committee, and it's 7-member panel, including Miss Universe 2016 Iris. I hope I'm saying this correctly. Mitanair. Mitanair. Yes.
Alam mo, like...
Bakit?
Ang sad na hindi mo alam.
Hindi ko alam. Paano ba sabihin?
Alam mo, para matuto ka, yan ang homework mo. Alamin mo at sabihin mo sa amin bukas.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Alam mo yung booking mo yung teacher na hindi niya alam yung sagot. Okay, class. So,
research.
Since hindi nyo alam, yan ang homework nyo para bukas.
And Coco Rocha, Tali Eshkoli, Lyrica Okano, Daniel Rubino, and Filipino-American makeup blogger Patrick Starr.
Oh!
And we're not done. Filipino actress Marian Rivera Dantes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So
it was teased. Mm-hmm. Dati ang sabi lang nila parang Kapuso star. They're not saying it. Pero a lot of people, noon ang sabi ko, kay, you think? Kasi parang that was the top guess.
Yes.
Baka si Marian. And true enough.
I mean, look at her. And plus, I mean, you know, she's been in the industry for quite a long time.
Exactly.
Right?
And hello, if you're talking beauty, my gosh.
Have you seen her?
You have eyes.
I know.
She's beautiful.
Actually, I saw a little drama around this, especially when they revealed Marian Rivera.
Yes.
I just don't understand why. Is it because they don't think she's... I mean, like...
At saka, anong kinalaman?
Nung,
when you're just judging beauty and talent and personality,
yes.
Anong kinalaman nung... You know what I mean? Like, the shade that they're throwing, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not, like, trying to get, like, the Nobel, you know, Peace Prize
yes.
or something here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a pageant. You know, let's not take it too seriously. Let's have fun with it.
Yes.
And let's not take it too seriously. And I alam ko yung ano rin eh, kasi there's a... There's a bit of tea when it comes to, like, the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
There's one specific country... Na ano rin sila, rabid fans, just like us. Meron silang ganun na
talaga
parang,
na ganun eh.
Basta, okay. Na parang, ay nako, puro Philippines na naman. So, syempre, magpe-place ang Philippines kasi ang daming Philippines sa judge. Sa mga judges. Yung mga ganun, yung meron
well,
silang
bagay,
that were kind of like a favorite of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, parang merong, yun nga, yung parang, Diyos ko, puro Pilipino na naman yung judge. Edi syempre, nasa top 5 na naman yung Philippines. Yung, I guess what they're trying to say is, we're not really a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
We're just because favorite lang. Parang teacher's pet tayo ng organizer.
But this isn't the first time, diba, that there's a Filipino in the panel. Am I correct?
You know, surprisingly, it's not actually that common.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong. I think Leia was a judge.
Okay.
Leia Salonga. And Kula Desma was also a judge. And I think a former ambassador was also a judge.
Also,
so,
see?
Not that often.
Yeah.
Like, pang ilan na to na Miss Universe, parang lima pa lang yata yung judge na Filipino.
And it's not like nasaktohan na pag nandun sila in the panel.
Exactly.
Diba? It's like
when Pia won, when Catriona won, I don't think there was a Filipino judge.
Yeah.
Even if there were... Ano naman gagawin mo? Bababaan mo yung... What if they really were the best? Bababaan mo yung score mo because you're Filipino?
Yeah, actually,
it also
I'm
doesn't
just,
make sense.
That's true. But I'm very excited to see how it all goes. And of course, with the whole pageant.
Of
not
course.
Just, you know, the panel. But yeah, that's actually some good news for you. Some good tea. Do you have any additional tea?
And super, ito na yun ha. Like, it's upcoming. Like,
I know.
In a couple of days.
Nga eh. Para nag-iinit na yung puwet mo dyan.
Ano, hindi na nga ako papasok. Alam na natin ha. So, bahala na kayo sa top 10.
Yeah,
guys,
please just understand
Monday
us.
Monday yun eh, Monday. So,
okay.
Ano na kayo?
Oh no, I won't be here. But I want to do the viewing and everything, remember?
Yeah, but I don't know kasi if we'll have it. Pandemic.
Yeah, that's
years.
True.
But
we
yeah, like,
be in the same room.
Hopefully.
But there we go. That's it for Tea Over Coffee. If you've got anything to say, go ahead and tweet us. It's at RX931 with the hashtag Tea Over Coffee.
Tea Over Coffee. Tea Over Coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. All right, we've got our top 10 for you. Thanking our topic sender, Kyle Yanis. Is it a top 10 or we're announcing the top 10?
We're announcing
okay,
the
we're
top.
Announcing the top 10. Thanking Kyle Yanis for the topic. What makes you think? What makes you think top 10 na, huh? Diba naga-announce pa lang tayo ng topic?
That's what I meant. I thought
you
got it.
What makes you think that I did not got it?
Nag-panic na.
Nag-panic.
Wala na, guys.
What did you think? What did you thought?
Oh.
That I did not got it?
Naman. Ito naman eh.
You think of me, thinking of you. Let's give you some examples. What makes you think that I'm lesbian? Is it the comfortable, sensible shoes?
Stop it!
Ako talaga, that's my thing with footwear. I don't care how, like, uncool you think it is. If it's comfortable, I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
I'm really, like, not... I'm not a fan of... she is ganda.
Mm-mm.
I mean, unless it's a like an event or something or a costume party there. But like on a regular basis, it's not that I don't like dressing up, you know, nice.
Yeah.
I do. I like how I look like if I dress up nicely. But it's more of sometimes because it's just not comfortable. Like for example, yeah, like long sleeves polo.
Mm.
I like wearing long sleeves, but not for a regular day. I mean,
oh yeah, most definitely. Because I'm gonna find out then that, you know what, when you do find, like, let's say, the shoes that look good and they're comfortable, you're like, pwede naman pala eh.
Yes.
Because there are shoes out there. I mean, like, we wear heels, mm-hmm. let's say, for events and stuff. And I used to think that, you know what, to get the isganda na lang, all heels are, like, super painful. But then I found out that you could buy stilettos that are really comfortable.
Yeah.
So now I can't let go of it. As in, like, halos mapuputol na siya.
Yun pa rin yung sinusuot.
So yun pa rin sinusuot ko because it's so comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. No, same thing with us. Like leather shoes, diba? They look so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I love how I look like when I'm wearing leather shoes. Pero, you know, let's face it. Like, kunyari lang, it's acceptable to wear it on a daily basis. Not to the mall, to work. I wouldn't go that far because not for an everyday kind of thing.
Galing,
papaltos
no?
na yung paa mo, diba?
Pero may nagbabalat talaga, no, in the mall.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah. Pero alam mo, it's not necessary and it's kind of weird if you wear like little leathers. I mean, unless galing kang office or something.
Si George forever, ano, balat.
Balat talaga.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And then he has those, I actually really like it, those shoes na parang woven, yung parang design.
Oh, yeah. I kind of get it.
But I think because he's been wearing it for, you know, the longest time, the shoes aren't that uncomfortable anymore.
No,
parang
that's
nakahubog
true.
Na siya.
And then, tsaka feeling ko yung, they're more of like the softer leather shoes. Not the leather shoes na that you wear with a suit.
I know what you're talking about.
Diba, yung matigas na leather na very
pointy.
Firm.
Uh-huh.
Na pointy. Na uh-huh. alam mo yung parang hugis lapis na yung mga toes.
Oh, yeah. Patong-patong na lotus feet.
Alam mo, parang tinasa na. Pasado na yung mga toes mo kasi ang liit-liit ng dulo nung but gets yung
uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. So for me, like, if there's no
reason,
need really, I will be in shorts and sneakers every day.
Kung hindi ako babayaran that day.
Every day. Because it's just the comfortable footwear for me. Actually, pa nga sneakers, sandals.
Talaga? Like open toe?
Like Birkenstock.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're just so comfortable and I don't have to wear socks.
You know, no one's stopping you from wearing Birkenstocks every day.
I know.
You're fine.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do. I wear it every day. I mean,
no,
not
I mean
to work,
here, but, to work.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Ayaw mo.
And
ayaw mo makita namin yung toes mo.
Ayoko.
Bakit?
I feel so conscious.
What? Your toes?
No, like anything that you're not supposed
to see. Yung sakong mo?
Like for example, yung mamula-mula kong sakong na nilalagyan ko ng atsweta.
Maria Clara yarn. Maria Clara.
Calara. Maria Calar?
Parang ano lang, Elphaba.
Hindi, kasi like anything that you're not supposed to see, I feel very self-conscious about.
Mm-mm.
Not that I have like deformed feet or anything, but feet, kilikili, nipples. Parang ayoko nakikita ng tao kasi parang, you know what I mean? It's like, kasi
usually
hide it.
Kasi mapakita ko sa
akin. Hindi, good na rin ako, di ba? Parang okay naman ako.
Hindi,
so
kasi if I show you mine, you have to show me yours.
Hello? Kung ang mga hindi mo kakilala, nagpapadala ka ng litrato ng paa mo. Eh. So, magugulat pa ba ako?
It was an accident.
Accident? Kinunan mo, pinadala mo. Oh, whoops! Whoops! I accidentally took pictures of my feet and sent it to a complete stranger.
Whoops!
Ay, nako. Can you imagine what they're doing with those photos?
Oh my gosh, I don't even want to think about it.
Can you imagine what they're doing?
Sayang, hindi ko na ano, hindi ko siningil.
Diba? Uy, ano yun? Sinisingil yun.
Diba?
Yung ganun.
I know it.
What makes you think na-crush kita? Dahil lang nagpa-open heart surgery ako para ipatattoo sa puso ko yung pangalan mo.
Yeah, that's like, you know, a common thing.
Ano yun? Wala yun. Walang wala yun.
But you know what? I remember in high school, people, you know, some people were a little dramatic. What they would do is they would write their crush's name or their number. Alam mo yung parang couple number nyo.
Yeah.
Alam, whatever. And then they would write it on their skin to the point na magsusugat na siya. So oh that it gosh. Would be there forever.
It's like a tattoo.
It's like a tattoo.
Like a makeshift.
And then...
weirdo tattoo.
Yeah. And then what they would use is that pen, yung G-Tech. Because yeah, it's pointy, right?
It's sharp.
Yeah, it's a little sharp. And when you, you know, when you write on your skin, it would, you know, make a mark. It would leave a mark.
Tetano waiting to happen.
Yeah. But it's all for love. I remember in high school, I would have classmates.
It's like a skin version of carving your initials on a tree.
On a tree, exactly.
Diba?
Yeah.
That's, okay. What makes you think I'm lonely? Just because I've been swiping right for 3 hours straight. Wala kang sinaswipe left.
You know, it's lahat fine. Right. It's fine. Ano ba yung right? Ano?
Accept.
Uh-oh.
Diba?
So tapos parang, walang nagmamatch. Oh, ang yeah. sad naman.
Alam mo, I'm sad. I never what? Tried. I never got to try that.
Really?
Ang parang nakaka-curious lang. Sino yung mag... Sino yung isa-swipe right ko at sino yung magsa-swipe right sa akin?
You know what?
I'm just so curious.
I feel like people are gonna think that your account is a dummy account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kasi I mean like...
Isa lang, hindi madami.
Madami!
Isa lang ang gagawin ko. Rika, ano ba? Isa lang.
Sorry. Uh-oh, grabe. Oh,
ba't nila isiping madami account?
Hindi, promise. I feel like... Kasi, I mean, let's face it. People know you.
Well, yeah. Well,
so,
wala
people
lang.
People can be like, is this you? So, they're probably not going to
swipe.
Or
ask
right.
proof?
Pwede.
Wait, okay.
Although, there are steps to prove that it's you
that
and
it's
you're
you.
A legit person.
Okay, here's my question. Kunyari, di ba, if I swipe right, tas ikaw nag-swipe right ka.
You're gonna match.
We're gonna match, right? Yeah. It means we can talk, we can chat.
Yeah.
Pero if, kunyari, ako lang nag-swipe right, ikaw nag-swipe left ka sa akin, hindi kita ma-senda ng message?
No, I don't think so.
Even as like parang a comment?
And
parang
you won't
ano.
Even know.
Oh.
Kasi nga, hindi kayo nag-matching.
Oh. Hindi, yun nga. Kunyari, nag-swipe right ako sa'yo, di ba?
Uh-uh.
But you didn't swipe right to me. But then I'm like, I wanna shoot my shot.
Oh, ang tawag dun stalking.
Hindi parang alam mo yun, parang... Like a message?
Wala. No, wala. Ah. You can go to their Instagram
so
probably.
If we both swipe right, if we match, how will I know how to message you?
Yun, paano mapupunta kayo dun sa messaging part of the app? Yeah.
Oh.
And then usually people would talk there a little bit and then, you know, somebody would ask, do you want to move to Telegram or something?
And then you can exchange na your like, personal details.
Yeah, I
like
mean,
check
if
out
you
my
want
Instagram
to.
And my
yeah.
Facebook.
Some people are actually super open about it. They have their Instagram account there and even their Spotify. Just
dun
to
sa
see,
profile pa lang.
Yes, just to see like if you guys are a match when it comes to music or, you know.
I'm so
art.
Curious.
Yeah, you sh- I mean, like, it's not like you're gonna do anything.
No, I mean, it's but it's kind of weird because like most people there are looking for like a relationship or a hookup.
I'm sure they're gonna... They're gonna be happy to meet you there. Lodi zone.
But do people go there just for friendship?
I don't know. So. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a dating app. Diba?
It is.
It's kind of weird. No, curious lang ako na yeah. what kind of people will gravitate towards me and
yeah.
that, what kind of people will I gravitate towards?
But then again, you can also edit. You know, the type of people that you want in your circle. Like, you know, yung parang, yung radius ng, I don't know, like the people that you meet. Kunwari,
okay.
until like 5 kilometers away.
Ah, may ano rin siya.
May parang ganun.
Hindi siya.
Yeah.
So you can't like match with people abroad?
You can, actually.
Ah, you can.
That's what I did.
Parang universal.
You can,
ganun.
You can travel.
Global.
No, but then you'd have to pay. There was this one time I paid. For like a premium account for 1 week just to see.
Just
so
to see.
I went to Australia, to Japan, Korea, and Spain.
As specific, hindi siya pwedeng like, basta whoever.
All around the world.
All around the world.
No. You'd have, but if you have the premium account, you can go to different countries. And I matched with different people, and I talked to them, as in.
Tapos napunta ka ng Korea.
Ay.
Tapos hindi mo alam, nag-match ka. some random guy, hindi mo alam si Namjoon.
Please.
Ano gagawin mo?
Di ko ala. Wala na. One-way ticket. One-way ticket in a dress.
Oo, no.
Hindi, pero you know what? Yung actually, he was a nice guy that I talked to in Japan. But he was like a... Ano tawag mo? Yung basta he works in the army or something. He's in the army. But from the States, gets mo. Pero dun siya na-des. Parang dun siya na-destino.
Maganda yung peg na yan.
Outdoorsy.
Maganda yung peg na
pero
yan.
Pero that was like a year ago, or like, oh, basta earlier this year pa. And then yun.
So, kailan ang kasal? Di ba, ang ganda kasi, di ba? Japanese, pero military sa States. Ay.
No, baliktad. American, pero military sa Japan. Chico Space. Ay.
Even better.
Even better?
Tapos fluent sa Nihongo, no? Okay, okay, sorry.
Bakit ano? Ba't ang specific nung din? Skill na yon.
Tapos ano, tapos nasa Japan kayo, di ba? Ang linyahan mo sa kanya, parang, parang nasa iyo ang sushi sa puso ko. You have the key to my heart.
Ang sasabihin niya, what?
What?
What? What are you talking
what?
About?
What are you talking about? You weirdo. You weirdo. Another example. What makes you think I'm a fake Amboy? Just because me is not spoke with a accent?
A accent? Hindi kasi, mali mo, in their state, you know, in their
ganun
small
sila magsalita.
Town.
Uh-oh.
There are a lot of small towns in the States, di ba?
Mali mo.
Mali mo naman. And, ikaw yung mali.
Lahat sila ang mali. Uh-oh. Ako ang tama. And the top, eh, and the top. And one last. What makes you think I'm cheating? Just because we saw a kid in the mall who called me Papa. Hello.
Wait, but that's also a little creepy.
Hindi, like legit. Like, alam mo yung naglalakad kayo. Imagine mo, kasama mo yung asawa mo, ganun. So, bigla merong some strange kid. Papa, Papa!
Uh-oh.
But hindi, but kailan ka ulit bibisita sa amin?
Uh-oh!
No!
Oh, that would be heartbreaking.
That would
if,
be
like,
heartbreaking.
If the guy would not acknowledge.
And heartbreaking for everyone.
Yeah, for everyone.
For the kid. For the kid. For the mom of the kid, the wife, the children, if you have children. Di ba parang like, all around heartbreak.
What if ano, no, kasama pa niya yung family niya? Like,
oh
with, the,
gosh,
with the other kids.
No.
That would be a confusing conversation.
Confusing that will lead into heartbreak.
Yeah.
When when it starts adding up.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung sa una kasi parang like, what are you talking about? And then pag nagsistart na mag-add up in your brain, you're like, oh crap. Okay. Is this really happening to me?
And then it's all like
it's downhill
unfolding in front of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But there you go. That's what we're looking for. The top 10. What makes you think? And then, you know, fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag what makes you think in all your tweets.
More music. Tons of music.
Monster. RX93.1.
Manila's hottest monster, RX93.1, J Ray Soul and Will I Am, and a bunch of other people in the track. It's called Pull Up at 7:13.
Hina kayo importante. Basta sila Will I Am lang. Some other people. Parang yung, join the morning rush with Chico and some other people.
Hindi na kasi abot yung pangalan dito.
Alam mo yung na-echepuera na yung mga naghirap, nag-perform. Siguro, kung na random ano nakikinig sila from another country, okay, ba't hindi ako sinang?
Di ba gumawa naman ako? Nag-participate
diba,
naman ako eh.
Hindi na ako sinama. Grabe naman ito.
Grabe. Later.
Kompletuhin mo ah.
Kukompletuhin ka yan. Okay. Anyway, before we give you the first batch of the top 10,
ano ba yung binubuking ako na lang. Sabi ko, siguro nagsisi ka. Kasi hindi mo nakita na putol. You're like, oh sige, let me extra this song.
Dapat yung title na lang sinabi.
Dapat title na lang.
Saying hello to Juice Blank. Good morning to you. He says, visited the mall yesterday. Ang saya ng mga bata na nakakalabas na ulit.
Mm-mm.
Yes, that's true. Hazel is gonna be on 8 a.m. P.M.
P.M.?
Para early. Chip Siliasa. Oh my gosh, hello.
Oh, hi Chip.
Good morning to you. Please say good morning to my office mates who are scheduled to work on site today. And Legal Millennial. Good morning to Antoinette Yu and to Renz Rufil. Good morning. Happy almost weekend. Last to Melee Supergirl and to Archer Aguilar. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, by the way, Nina Hidalgo says, happy Thursday, everyone. Please wish my daughter, Nissy, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a wonderful birthday. And... actually, sige, I won't play the next song kasi traitor yan. Parang ang pangit naman ang birthday. Traitor!
Like, dinedicatean yung bata, traitor.
Kaya nga, that's sige, why sige. I'm gonna play the next song for you.
Okay? TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The first one, thanking our topic sender, Kyle Yanis. Thank you for the topic. What makes you think?
Okay.
Number 10, what makes you think? Nakilala namin lahat ng mga kumanta ng mga kanta. Lalo na pag marami sila.
They're, you know, they're like a group, barkada.
Tsaka ano, diba? It's so annoying nowadays na, kasi there was a time, pagkanta ni Michael Jackson lang. Yeah. Pagkanta ni Whitney Houston lang. Or at the very least, it's a duet. It's
yeah.
Like Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Now, lagi siyang Rika GGG featuring Chico Garcia, featuring Marky Strong,
yeah.
Featuring Hazel Aguilon. Yung andami niyang mm-hmm. featuring. So nowadays, at saka now, I think a lot of the OG singers are probably thinking, andaya. Dati pag number one mo lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, you can just be a featured artist, but it counts as a number one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like for example, Savage Love. Diba, Savage Love is the song. The song Savage Love, na siya lang,
did not make it to number one.
So that doesn't count. That specific song did not go to number one. Ang nag-number one, yung remix.
Yeah.
So, although technically, parang, di ba, parang sumingit-singit lang yung BTS pinsa song, that will still count even
as
if
a number
one. As a number one for them.
That's true.
So, ganun na yung rules ng Billboard ngayon. Mm-hmm. As long as you are a featured artist, it doesn't matter if you just had like a little, kunyari yung kala Cardi B, yung butter nila. If that went to number one, that little rap of hers will already count as a number one.
You mean Megan Thee Stallion?
I mean, sorry. Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion pala. So, kahit nagkaroon ka lang ng short part in an artist song, as long as you are credited as a featured artist, it counts. So, you could probably have like 10 number one songs to your name without actually having nakanta mo.
Yeah.
Like, lagi kang
featured artist.
You were
just invited,
Parang ganon. Posible yon. I mean,
ooh.
I don't think it's happened, but yeah, you can actually have 10 number ones without ever having a solo number one song.
Why not? That's cool.
Diba? Yeah. Like, yeah, meron na. Like, so yun, yung mga hindi mo na mention na pangalan.
Na pag nag-number one sila.
Kung nag-number one yan, kasama sila. Kahit hindi mo sila minimension.
Alam mo, i-research ko na para matigil na to.
Para tumigil ka na.
Bro, oh, ano, ito. Tatlo lang sila si...
Sige.
Nile Rodgers. So it's J-Ray Soul, Will.i.am, and Nile Rodgers with the song Pull Up. Oh, see?
Ayun.
Now I know.
Mawa naman si Nile. Mawa naman, ha?
Nile, I did not forget about you. Well, technically.
You did.
But, you know, I was thinking about you.
Okay. Let's start off at number 10. What makes you think na marami akong pera? Dahil ba nasa US ako, automatic yan, marami akong ipon. Ano yan, ha? Like, it's an issue for a lot of OFWs.
Yeah.
Yung assumption ng mga nasa Pilipinas, mga kamag-anak, friends, just because you're an OFW, you have so much money to spare.
Yeah.
Na umuulan ng pera wherever you are. And they don't realize that you're struggling just like everybody else. And,
that's true.
At saka, nag-iipon ka for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yun yung parang kumita ako ng malaki. Oh, ang dami mo mapapadala dito. But teka lang.
Mm-hmm.
What about me? Am I not the one living away from my loved ones just to earn a living? Tapos lahat ng nakinita ko, bibigay ko sa inyo.
And if you think about it, siyempre, yung dumadating na money here, when they convert it, obviously, it's gonna be like a big amount, mm-hmm. right? But for them, living there, that's, you know, their
it
currency.
Costs a lot. Yeah.
And obviously, kailangan kapantay mo yung cost of living mo doon, di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang, hindi naman siya mag-change porket, you know, in the Philippines, it costs a lot when you convert it.
At saka, I think the struggle happens when, kunyari, nababayaran mo naman yung mga kailangan mo. Like, food, shelter, clothing, etc. Pero nagkakatalo yan, yung tipong, kunyari, out of $100, 50, kailangan mo talaga.
Yeah.
And yung 50, yun yung parang surplus.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean yung sobra ko automatic sa inyo ko ibibigay? What about me saving up?
Mm-hmm.
So ano to, if I stay here 20 years, wala ko ipon. Kasi
yeah.
lahat na sobra ko. Di ba? Parang,
ouch.
At at the same time, it's like, why do I feel guilty mm-hmm. if I save, put aside stuff for myself? What if gusto ko ng luho? What if I want to travel?
That's the problem. Eh,
what happens?
Nobody's telling you to feel guilty, but it's just that
you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Tsaka lalo na pag yung kunyari, yung ano sa'yo, parang, we really need this money.
Yeah.
So, could you send some over? What about you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy to supplant yourself from your home country to a strange land. Kaya ka nga pumunta doon for greener pastures.
Diba? Yeah.
So, yeah. It's tricky. I mean, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, this is the position that unwittingly, a lot of families put their family members in.
Yeah.
Diba? Na,
and yun na nga yun eh, family eh. So, it's really hard for you to tell them off.
Yeah.
Or cut them off, right?
Exactly. Tsaka minsan kahit hindi naman nila malalaman, nagigilty ka lang.
Yeah.
Kunyari, sabihin mo na lang na, hindi, wala na eh. Pero alam mo, nagtabi ka lang kasi gusto mo naman may savings ka. You feel guilty. And you're like, why do I feel guilty? This is something that I worked hard for. Hindi ko naman kayo pinapabayaan. I'm just setting aside some for myself. Number 9, coming from Manny Asymptomatic. What makes you think, na-crush kita? Huwag ka nga feeling dyan. Halikang pakita dyan. Ang tumigil.
Gusto ko yung nagalit.
Nagalit siya eh, no?
Migil ka nga dyan.
Ligang kita dyan. Dak-dak ka ng dak-dak. Number 8 from Quivo. What makes you think that I'm slow? I'm just making sure na tama yung ginagawa ko. Alam mo yung tao na, kunyari lang, like tasks.
Mm.
Meron isa, ang bilis magugas ng plato. Pero ang daming spots na natitira.
Right.
Yung isa, ang bagal gumalaw. Pero very thorough kasi.
Mm-mm.
And making sure that I'm doing it right. Diba? So,
at saka
sometimes may ganun.
There is so much power in silence na feeling ng ibang tao, when you're staying silent about something, wala kang alam.
Yeah.
But no.
Tsaka minsan yung parang, because I don't want to shoot my mouth off with topics na I am half educated on.
Yeah, that's actually a smart move.
Yeah.
Diba?
I will just seem very, alam mo yung you're armed with half the ammunition.
Yeah.
Tapos ito ka, sumasaba ka na kagad sa gera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 7 from C. Antithesis. What makes you think your opinion matters to me? I don't need your validation.
Nucks.
So what makes you think I need it?
I love it. Mm. I think, dapat yun yung skill na i-hone natin. Kasi sometimes, you know, when we see, like, random people commenting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Para maapektuhan ka agad. But think about it. Teka lang. Close ba kayo, first of all?
Yeah.
Will they matter?
Ako kasi, for me, what's really powerful, it's not easy. But if you can get into the state of mind na I'm like, let's say you say something bad to me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? Your opinion is valid.
Yeah.
Because it's your opinion. But it doesn't matter to me.
Mm.
But it's valid. You know, I'm not even saying that you're wrong.
Mm.
With your opinion of me. I'm just saying, opinion mo yan. And I won't let it affect me.
And it doesn't mean that it's true.
It doesn't mean that it's true, but it also doesn't mean that it's not true.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? Yung parang, ako lang, this is what I'll do for myself. Mm. I won't let myself be affected by your opinion of me.
Kasi chill lang tayo. Diba? Chill ka lang
kasi,
dyan.
Kasi ang dami talaga. Grabe. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. minsan, like, the most innocent, the most wala lang thing that you post, parang ang daming...
Oh, yeah.
Taong ang daming sasabihin about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kaya nga ngayon, I'm actually a little thankful for the close friends list on
yes.
Instagram.
Yep.
Do you have yours?
Not well, yet. I'm not using it.
Well, hindi ko malalaman. Mali mo, wala pala ako dun.
Talaga hindi mo malalaman, pero hindi kita tatanggalin kasi sabi nila, di ba, keep your friends close.
And your enemies closer. Alam mo ba, dapat, naalala ko lang, this morning, one of the questions was supposed to be, how many homicides did we Ted Bundy attest to? Apparently, it's 30.
Yung alam na alam more. Mo kung sino yung gumagawa ng wake up quiz, you know? Pag si Hazel, mga pop culture, mga singers, movies.
Tapos, Ted Kaczynski, yung Unabomber.
Oh my God.
Was a former student of what university?
Oh my Lord.
You know, people might know. He's from Harvard. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He studied in Harvard, yeah.
Holy
I mean, with
crap.
That kind of thinking, remember the whole
right,
manifesto?
Right? Yes, yes.
Yeah. With that kind of thinking, I mean, nasa academe siya, so.
Grabe, no?
Yeah.
That kind of like evil comes from anywhere.
Yeah.
Like anywhere.
You wouldn't think.
From sources mm-hmm. that you expect, from sources that you don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, coming from Archer Aguilar. What makes you think that I'm poor? Is it the fact that I don't want to treat you? I just want to use my money on anyone but you.
I don't want to show.
Yeah, I have it. I can spare it.
Yeah.
I'm not spending it on you. What makes you think I will spend it on
yeah.
you? Number 5, from Maxim De Winter. What makes you think hindi ako marunong magluto? Dahil lang ba nasunog ko yung boiled water?
You know, it's possible.
Paano?
Wait lang.
Paano mo masunog yung boiled water?
Sobrang maiwan mo na, tapos nasunog na yung ano, yung yung pan.
Pero hindi siya boiled water.
No, hindi na siya. Ano na siya? Evaporated
siya
na siya.
Hindi mo nasunog yung water.
Pero promise.
Sunugin ang water.
Ano, pag nakasunog ka ng popcorn sa microwave.
Ang alam ko yung ano, yung sa, what do you call it? A diffuser? Or yung for scented oil? Yung that thing, what do you call that? The burner?
Yeah, oo.
Tapos diba you put a tea light candle?
Yes.
Tapos you put like water and then a couple of drops of oil.
Uh-uh.
And then diba nag-ano yun? Pag naubos siya, the oil burns mm-hmm. and instead of being mabango, it becomes an
oh,
awful
yeah.
kind of smell.
Uh-oh.
Yun yung common na nangyayari.
You're gonna burn it. It's
you're gonna
oil.
Burn it.
Yeah.
And even butter, diba?
Mm-mm.
It's horrible when you burn it.
Well, yeah. But then there's that middle ground, the brown butter.
Yung masarap.
Oo, oh, yun yung masarap. Parang oh, caramel. Ah! Grabe yun. Natakam ako.
Number 4 from the Super Malice Guy. What makes you think, ako I love this entry.
Okay.
What makes you think I had it easy? Pinaghirapan ko yan. Success comes with hard work and perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when you see successful people, maraming bitter na just would write it off na, eh kasi dami mong connections.
Yeah.
Kasi dami mong ganito. Kasi you were privileged. But you don't realize na even with those, hindi siya automatic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have to put in the hard work. You still have to, you know what I mean? Like, we always assume that people don't deserve what they have earned.
Yeah.
Kasi nga parang bitter ka eh.
At saka hindi mo kasi nakita yung, you know, the behind
yeah.
the scenes.
You know, how many sleepless nights.
You only saw the outcome, obviously. And for you, probably, it's gonna be like, eh, dali siguro niyan, diba?
Yeah.
Actually, it's the same thing when people say na, ah, sinuerte.
Yon.
Sinuerte
yon.
Siya. But you know, I read somewhere that luck is actually, if you think about it, it's a mixture of opportunity and preparation.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Sure. I mean, of course, diba? Like, let's say you're prepared,
mm.
but you never got your break. Posible rin kasi.
Oh.
Yun. Pero alam mo yon, yung, it's easy to diminish what people have achieved
mm.
just because you don't know the sacrifices that they've made.
Yeah.
Diba? So, ang dali-dali na, like for example, kunyari, the Kardashians.
Mm.
Parang, wala naman kayong talent, wala naman kayong
ginagawa.
Ano ba yung, ano, ba ang yaman-yaman nyo, wala naman kayong ginagawa, ang sarap ng buhay nyo. my gosh, like before they got to be the icons that they are.
Yeah.
Ang dami rin nilang pagsisip-sip sa media.
And oh yeah, definitely.
They were saying, nung early years nila, pagkakain sila sa restaurant, ililik, sila yung mag-leak sa media. I mean, you may not like how they got there, but you have to give them props for it working.
And they're fierce entrepreneurs.
Kung ano man yung ginawa nilang technique, well, apparently it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're billionaires, diba?
So, and now they don't have to leak the information. People just come to them.
And so, like, can you really argue with that, diba? Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, number three from Emo Facts. What makes you think na babaero ako? Porket drummer ako, babaero agad. Drumsticks lang pinaglalaroan ko.
No. Throw me in the air like your drumsticks.
I know! Can you imagine how kaloka it would be for ARMY if, let's say, BTS was a band?
Oh, yeah.
That they all had like an instrument.
An instrument.
Kasi sino yung drummer, sino yung guitarist. Oh, sino yung...
Tapos si Rika yung guitar.
Charang, charang, charang. Diba? That would be cool.
Yeah. But I mean, diba? They play instruments.
Hindi, pero yung like, ano? Like, can you imagine yung banda sila?
Yeah.
Na hindi like sila, like, oo, oh, like literally, para silang Maroon 5 or something. Number three, number two from Camilo. What makes you think na nakakatakot itsura mo? Dahil lang ba lahat ng dumadaan sa harap mo nagsasabi ng, tabi-tabi po. Alam mo, nasa park bench ka. Nakaupo ka lang doon. Tapos lahat ng dumadaan, tabi-tabi po.
I would rather just ignore me.
Yeah. Never mind that I'm here.
Yeah.
And the top, what makes you think, comes from Simply Nedge.
Simply Nedge said,
what makes you think I'm a coffee addict? Dahil lang ba nahuli mo ako, sinisingot ko yung instant coffee.
Girl. Snorting. You're supposed to put water.
Mix it. Drink it. Hindi mo kailangan idaan sa, ano, sa ilong yun.
Diba, ano, diba, instant coffee has that reputation na parang hindi masarap or whatever, right? But I tasted one recently. It's like, basta they made coffee. They freeze-dried it. And then they crushed it. So it's like specialty coffee, gets mo. Pero freeze-dry nila. Tapos kinrush nila to make instant coffee. And then you can put just water.
And it's different because hindi siya hiwa-hiwalay. It's literally the prepare na instant coffee.
Oh.
Na ginawang powder.
Ginawang powder. Oh, essentially.
Pero
ganun.
Halo na siya.
Oo.
Kasi ba instant nakahiwalay yung asukal sa creamer, sa kape.
Hindi, this one, black lang.
Black. Black
so
lang.
So prepared yung coffee. Gets
me? Wow.
Ang galing lang, wala lang. It's just, and it was so different na parang pwede pala ganun.
Ako kasi, I don't judge instant coffee. It's more
ako
like,
din naman.
It's more like a mood. Yung meron akong mood that I just...
The mood.
That,
yeah, kasi if it's your mood for today, it's the mood.
Di ba minsan na ano ka, yung nahahawa ka dun sa mood mo kasama mo. Parang natatalik.
Nagbo-bird sounds din.
hindi ko kaya. Aatras ako. Wala. I'm backing off. So, hindi kasi, di ba, yung parang meron kang mood for like fancy coffee. Na I want something really delicious and something expensive. No, we don't want it to be expensive. Pero yung you want, you're willing to pay for something really good. Honestly, meron din akong days na I just specifically
you
want instant in, coffee.
Exactly. Tapos yung parang gusto mo siya i-share, like spread the mood.
Oo.
You just, di ba?
Ikaw, when was the last time? When was the last time? When was the last time?
Ano lang yun?
Ako kasi...
Tignan ko sa calendar ko.
Ako kasi, the mood hits me.
Okay.
Pag yung, kunyari yung maulan, malamig. Kasi parang for me, when I'm doing another activity outside of drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Kasi diba sometimes, your drinking coffee is your activity. Mm-hmm. Yung tipo magyayayaan kayo na, tara, coffee tayo.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere to a cafe and order coffee and enjoy the coffee. That's your activity.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have like I want to read comics. And then while I'm reading, I want to drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung gusto ko na instant.
Okay, get.
Kasi
get.
Parang, you know, it's parang on the side. Mm. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Mm.
Ako din eh, may mood ako for, ano talaga, for instant coffee.
Oo. Ako like, I there's a place in my heart for instant coffee.
Ako, I ano, really instantly, naaamoy ko yung swimming pool. Wait, sorry. Swimming pool ng pansol.
Ano? Kasi amoy kape.
Hindi, yung parang, feeling ko, when I'm drinking instant coffee, usually it's with other people. I never drink it alone.
Yeah.
But usually, when there are other people, tas yun lang yung mainom. And I'm like, hello, malamang makikisama ka, diba? Mm. Tas parang naamoy ko yung swimming pool.
Ah.
Tas diba, basa na yung barbecue.
Tas kulay kape rin yung swimming pool.
Grabe ka naman sa pansol.
Hindi naman. Baka yung specific na yun lang. And, oh yeah,
that's the top
entry. So, we've got some more. Go ahead, just send us all of your entries. The top 10 hashtag, what makes you think? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag what makes you think in all your tweets.
Monster RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1. That was Stable Life on the Monster. It is 8 o'clock. And we're going to give you the top 10 in a little bit. But you know what? We've got some stuff to tell you about. And it's at ko lang to. So these are accounts, actually.
Yes.
Accounts that we want you to follow that might be interesting for you. And definitely interesting for us, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you first?
Okay, I can go first. Thanking Juice Blank, you know.
Oh, okay.
He suggested it, and I was just floored by what I saw. So, I think this was after the last time that we did at Kulangto. Nag-tweet siya.
Okay.
So, I don't know if there's an Instagram, but on Twitter, the account is at photono_gen. So, photo, P-H-O-T-O, and then N-O, photono_gen. Yung mga photographs niya, totoong tao. Pero, they make it look like it's anime.
Oh, wow! That's so cool!
Diba? Ang super aliw siya. Pero, unang tingin, you would think it's a screenshot of an anime. But it's an actual photo. Of real things.
Oh my God. Which means, you know,
yeah,
the animes right now.
Alam mo yung
true
ano?
True to life na.
Hindi, totoo. Like, they use mga lens flare, mga ganyan, para mukhang
they
fake.
They look like, oh my God. Especially
like
when
anime.
Especially in the grid. Like, yung hindi mo,
yes,
hindi mo ikiklik yung photo.
Yeah. Pero di ba ang galing?
Oh my gosh.
Mga literal na tao siya, pero nagmumukha siya anime.
Oh, I wanna follow. I'll
super
follow.
And then, yeah, siguro we'll check rin if, ayun, merong Instagram. Ganun din. Photo no gen. So,
oh, this is so cool.
You can check out, kunyari, more photo-based. Try their Instagram then.
Yeah, I'm on their Instagram right now. Diba? I just followed them.
Super.
Or is it just one person?
I don't know. Kasi, I don't know if it stands for, I don't know, a Japanese word.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, photo no underscore gen. I don't know how it works.
Nakakainis.
Baka kasi, my anime accent is not very good. Pero yeah, pero diba amazing?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's
like,
so
I wanna
cool.
Save the photos.
At saka like, I was thinking, if I wanted to do something like this, I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah.
Like, how do you make it? Kasi hindi siya gumagamit ng effects eh.
Yeah.
Yung maganda.
It's like from the camera.
Because there
like,
are apps that will make it look like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Or animated. Pero ito, legit. Literal. I'm sure mayroong post-prod yan. Pero hindi siya like filter or...
At saka when you zoom anything. In, I mean, you would realize that, wait a minute.
It's a photo.
Yeah, it's a photo.
And these are real people.
That's cool. So I like... Value. At saka ano, ang sarap niya tignan.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm relaxed.
It's ano, parang therapeutic.
Yes, it's a little therapy. Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of therapy, speaking of therapeutic, you know, we're all like yearning for... road trip, travel, whatever. So you might want to follow Explore with Chelo PH. I feel like, you know, people have already seen her videos.
Okay.
If you check on Instagram. Actually, she's big on Facebook. And a lot of her posts on Facebook goes viral. And I think it's because she gives like detailed information about like a resort that she goes to or a restaurant or anywhere. And most of the time, she would go to these places where it's like, yung parang hindi pa siya discovered.
Yeah, right.
But she would take lovely photos of the place and then put the information, and then obviously ang highlight niya would be, you know, this is like an hour away from Manila,
okay,
or it's affordable. So people would, you know, save it, and now she has like 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you spell it again?
Explore with Chelo. So C-H-E-L-O. So check her Instagram. And
oh, there you go.
Yeah, she would go to different cafes. Well, especially now during the whole lockdown.
Okay.
And then now na nag-ease up na yung lockdown, she would actually post like most of the time yung cafes and resorts and, you know, travel destinations here in the Philippines.
Okay.
So it's very helpful.
Yeah, saka yung ano, yung parang hindi masyadong, like, you can actually try it out for yourself.
Yes.
Kasi mm-hmm, diba sometimes, ang ganda rin naman tignan, to be honest, yung mga, they go to these exotic locations,
yeah,
all around the world. Mm-hmm. Pero, hindi mo matatry kasi
yes,
hindi kaya ng budget. It's also nice to follow people who do these mm-hmm things na yung kaya mong abutin,
yes,
kaya mong masubukan mm-hmm for yourself.
At saka yun na, yung parang you won't even wonder how to go there or, you know, how much will it cost you.
Right.
Siya magbibigay ng information. So, if you're interested, and I'm sure like people already follow her on Facebook na, yung hindi nila alam na fina-follow na.
Right.
Because it's such a big account. Explore true with Chelo PH. And she takes, yun, good photos as well. So, look it up. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Actually,
yeah,
interesting.
Diba? Parang if you just want to see, kunwari, you're being spontaneous today and you're like, saan kaya yung parang 1 hour drive away?
Right.
Look on her Instagram. As in, makakakita ka doon ng trip.
Man.
Yeah, random trip. But anyway,
that's, nice,
that's it for our At Ko Lang To. If you guys have any suggestions, go ahead and tweet us. It's at RX931. I cannot speak today properly. I do not know why. The words coming out of my mouth, they are not, you know, I'm not enunciating well. Anyway.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. We're going to give you the top 10, but before that, let's do some greets. Yeah.
Diba greets lang? Ba't may kumakanta?
Feeling ko kasi dapat singing greets. Feeling ko lang.
Feeling mo.
To elevate the show.
Elevate.
I feel like we're lacking
incinerate
possess.
Incinerate.
Incinerate.
More like incinerate.
Abo na siya. Abo na siya mamaya. But hello to Victoriano. Sabi niya, ang agang kalat. Alin?
Oh, bakit?
Parang wala naman.
Yung kasing mga mood mo kasi, papalit-palit.
Hindi, kasi nga gusto ko nga pinapakalat yung mood ko.
Ah,
diba?
Wag na.
Ipakalat mo lang.
Hiningi ba namin? Ang tanong, hiningi ba namin?
Yun ang sagot. Actually, I won't read the whole tweet from Victoriano.
Please? Please?
I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
You guys can check it out. It's on hashtag RXGreets. Alvini, green-minded Alvini, hello. Kindly greet the medical frontliners of Philippine Heart Center. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi to Ken Carots. Good morning. Pahilo po sa amin ni Coco Hernandez. And
kaya mo yan. Kaya mo yan.
Custer, hindi kasi yung Custer Winston niya may 3, may number 1, may 0. And I can be dynamic. On our way to Tagaytay. Oh my gosh. For Yon Tefian's wedding.
Yes. Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations. It's a rusher wedding.
Yes. Actually, pati sila Ken Carots. Did you see ganun din? Pahello sa amin ni Coco Hernandez, Custer Winston.
Ayun na nga yun.
Ay.
Yung binasa ko.
May isa din eh. Si Butter Baby. Alam ba yung binasa mo?
Yung kay Ken Carots.
Sorry. Kay Butter Baby din kasi. So
okay,
siya naman.
Ano?
Kasama niya si
Ken Carots. Gusto ko yung carrots talaga natin sa
Ash video. Ash Bigash.
Ash Bigash.
Jay Ryan and Kiko Man Machine.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Hello, papunta guys na rin doon.
Wow!
Wow, it's like ano, para siyang
Rusher audience.
Parang
edi ang
Rusher
kulit.
Rusher bonanza.
Rusher bonanza.
Extravaganza.
Edi ang kulit. Oh my gosh.
I'm thinking.
Guys, bisita po tayo. Kailangan behave.
Pati si ano, nagko-call out si ano to. I'm not in the mood.
Ano,
bakit mo daw siya tinatawag?
Kasi, not in the mood. Mm-hmm. Okay. But hello.
Hello. So, all right, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you, Kyle. Parang ano, no? Tayo lang hindi may road trip. Lahat sila on their way
ay,
somewhere.
Ay,
sila when John tweets.
Gusto mo, hatid kita sa Eastwood. Tapos, we're road trip.
Road trip ba yun? C5. Hindi kasi C5 nakakaloko pa. Akala mo mag-out of
town.
Akala mo magtatagaytay.
Gusto mo mag-U-turn tayo dun sa ano? U-turn tayo.
Tapos balik.
East Service Road.
Ginawa namin yun dati, di ba?
For what?
Like for a weekend. During the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Peak, I remember ano, peak, when you got pandemic. Coffee.
Yeah, we just like literally drove down.
Yeah, I get that.
SLEX. We stopped by a gas station. Mm-hmm. Bought coffee. Drank. And ate sa car.
Uh-huh.
And then made a U-turn.
I get it though.
It's so like, much fun.
Sometimes you just need to drive. You need the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what?
Well,
I did that.
Illusion.
Yeah.
You're not really traveling, but you feel like you're traveling. Mm-hmm.
I remember I did that. It's 30 minutes away from Quezon City. So, NLEX. I took NLEX. Mm. 30 minutes away. So, akala mo yung parang
iba
antagal.
Naman, no?
Oh, akala mo antagal. Mm. Diba? And then, I went to a cafe. I ate there and I left. And then, apparently, the owner of the cafe is a rusher.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Nagulat ako, nag-comment siya, "Oy, that's mine. I'm a listener." Ganun. So ako parang, "Oh, that's so nice."
Hindi, bakit? Parang okay. Ano ba? Parang naumay ka ba sa SLEX?
Ba? Ano kasi parang memories ko na kasi. Nangyaka.
Bakit kasi? Bakit kasi
eh kasi, paano maiba lang?
Maiba lang.
Maiba lang.
Parang, diba, parang,
kasi diba, kaya papunta kayo SLEX, lalayo ako sa inyo.
may ano, kasi baka ano eh, no?
Ano?
Anong bali?
Muling bumalik.
Oo, diba? Mm-mm. Number 9, Pramensky. What makes you think nasipsip ako dahil lang ba sinumbong ko kay boss yung mga pinag-uusapan niyo sa group chat? Dahil lang doon? Oo.
Yes. With screenshots pa daw.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I started at 9. May 10 pa pala.
Okay.
Super malas guy. What makes you think I'm strong? Maybe I just smile to avoid people seeing how I'm actually very weak inside.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you don't know what people are going
yeah.
through on the inside.
So, akala mo lang okay siya? Kasi parang kaya niyang to do that, yung you'll put a smile on your face
yeah.
to disguise what you're actually going through.
I remember, diba, there are some people who are like high-functioning
yes.
anxiety.
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang you constantly have
you
anxious...
called?
You got...
yes, Rica?
Busina naman, Rica.
You called?
No, but diba, parang you constantly have anxious thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very least, you can still do, you know, normal stuff, like mm-hmm. everyday stuff. But that must be a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Oh,
you have yeah. that thing in your head.
I mean, look at me. I'm very anxious, but, well, employee of the month.
No! Boss, kanina may sinasabi si Chico.
Ikaw naman yung number 9, yung sip-sip sa boss, nagsusumbong sa pinag-usapan.
On air.
On air. Number 7 from Christopher Sal... Ay, 8 from Quivo. Ano ba to? Gulo-gulo
ano
ng
ba talaga?
Numbering. Number 8 from Quivo. What makes you think na makalat ako? Mm. Organized mess ang tawag dyan.
Still a mess.
but I do agree. Hindi, like for example, ako, when it comes to, kasi meron kaming nag-aayos, di ba? May yayas kami. Pero, like, kunyari wala, if I were up to my own devices, left to my own devices, hindi siya magiging malinis
yeah.
or organized. Pero I will say, I will know where everything is.
Right.
Hindi siya yung tipong chaos na araw-araw, nasan yung ano? Basta wag mong pakikialaman.
Mm.
I do remember where I put whatever it is that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So, medyo subscriber ako to this train of thought na.
The organized mess.
Organized
you
chaos.
Have like, you, chaos.
Oo, totoo. Like, mukha siyang magulo. Pero tanungin mo ako, asan yung scotch tape? O, ito. O, right. Asan yung stapler? Andito.
Mm.
Like, alam ko naman more or less, I'd say 80%, alam ko kung where things are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But ano, like for you, it must be like a, parang vacation when you go to the condo.
Oh yeah.
Kasi, diba, not oh, all, yeah. You don't have a lot of things there.
No,
so
no.
It's all neat and clean.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But let's say you do live there every day. Sa tingin mo, parang magkakaroon ng...
Oh, for sure. For,
well, bagay.
Well, no, not because of me, but because of Baby Will. Pero malinis pa rin, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Kasi siya naman kasi, opposite of mm-hmm. me. Ang linis, 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 linis.
Mm.
Pero tanungin mo kung nasan yung... Oh, saan mo linagay? Ano? Ay, ewan ko.
Uh-oh.
Yung gano'n, yung siya naman kasi yung typical lilinisin lahat, ililigpit lahat.
And
pero
then,
nakakalimutan na kung nakalimutan. Saan nilagay yung ganito, saan
yeah.
nilagay. Pero ang linis. So, doon kami lagi nag-ano na, nasan na, di ba ikaw yung nagligpit? Hindi ko alam.
Siguro kasi parang vacation sa kanya in Baby Will's head.
Gumaganti sa S-Lex. So.
In Baby Will's
oh,
head.
Sige.
Yung parang ang sarap lang maglinis, but you would like, you're gonna shut your brain off.
Yes.
Kasi nga, di ba, parang ang sarap maglinis, so you're just gonna put everything away.
Tsaka wala and then you'd forget. Memorization ng kung saan nilagay
yes,
yung
ano. Yes, oo. Gets
so
ko
minsan,
yun.
Para siyang ano, para siyang scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Yung like literally, you check every box, you check every nook and cranny, just to see where the... Whatever is.
Okay lang yun if you have a tiny space. Like, let's say a condo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But let's say you're in charge of the whole house. Oh my gosh.
Ay, hirap na.
Alam mo ako, totoo na. Yung organized mess in my condo because
yeah.
I would be organized. Like, I would have a drawer for yung tools. I would have a utility box for medicine. Pero yung loob, magulo.
Magulo.
Pero... Naka-store sila.
Uh-oh.
As in, like, I have a bag for wires, which, by the way, kinlean up ko na. Kasi ayoko na yung parang tatlo yung USB-C ko. Parang,
okay.
I only have one phone. Anyway, pinamigay ko na. Pero yun, magulo siya sa loob.
Right, right.
Even my car, ganun. Kumbaga,
meron lang akong hyper... Bigla ako magkakaroon ng mood na hyper...
Organized.
Cleanliness. Na i-organize ko lahat. Tapos hindi lang organized. Alam mo yung dapat pantay-pantay pa. Doon lumalabas yung OCD ko na...
Can you come over?
And like, right?
And I'll just show you.
Ang mangyayari sa atin, parang ako and Baby Will. Yung lilinisin ko siya, pero hindi mo na makikita yung mga hinahanap mo. Hindi kasi like, di ba? Like, I wouldn't know... where it makes sense for you.
Yes.
Basta ako, ililigpit ko siya.
Mm-mm.
Kaya ko siyang ayusin. Pero tanungin mo ako kung nasan yung axe mo, kung
mm-mm.
nasan yung mga
axe
tubig, kung nasan yung mga handcuff.
Alam mo, you wouldn't know. Kasi I hide that really well.
Yung mga secret
uh-oh.
Door?
Mga secret door ko. Hindi nakita mo ba yung condo? Sobrang daming closet.
Mm.
Yan. Hindi mo alam, nandun sila lahat. Mm-mm.
When are they coming out? The victims.
I know. The day I use it on you.
And number 7 from Christopher Salvador. What makes you think... Wait. You think? Nag-iisip ka? Totoo? Kailan pa?
My brain?
Kailan pa?
Kailan ka nagka-brain?
Oh my gosh, congrats ha. Sarcastic. Number 6 from Icon Jen. What makes you think na bobo ako at tanga ako dahil lang ba hindi ko iboboto yung kandidato mo?
Eh, diba name calling.
Yun yung nakakatawa lagi. Like for example, tayong dalawa.
Mm.
I'm voting for politician A. You're voting for politician B. Ako iisipin ko, you're stupid for voting for B. Ikaw
yeah.
naman, you're thinking, I'm stupid for voting for A.
Exactly.
Where does that really take us? Wala naman talaga.
Also, that's such a weak argument. Like,
yeah.
that's such a weak thing to say na parang, oh, you're stupid. I mean, like, what's your basis?
Latag mo, diba?
Oo.
Mo. I mean, if you're both up to it, why not? Number 5, ito medyo, hindi lang medyo. This
okay.
is, ano, a trigger warning. Because
okay,
it brings up some pretty serious stuff. But according to ODH, what makes you think that it's okay to force people to share something when it comes to very serious grave topics.
You know, I was about to ask you that earlier, like off air.
Ah, really?
Yeah, what you thought about it, but I don't know if you've seen the
I have
whole...
not. This is the first time. Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah.
Because it's sabi ni ODH, there's this ongoing thing on IG.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Oh, I've never... Okay, maybe we should have talked about this off air. But anyway, ang ano niya kasi, there's this ongoing IG story that goes, repost this, again, trigger warning,
eh? Oh, okay.
Repost this if you are against rape. I can see if you skipped. So parang like, why would you do that? Like, I mean, get ko yung, if you want to bring attention to an issue.
Yeah.
But to kind of, use it like almost, as if it's like guilt tripping you.
Of course. And yeah, there's that side of it. And then there's also the side na it's so uncomfortable because this is supposed to be a conversation,
yes,
a discussion, and it is reduced, yes, to a trend.
Not just it. Tsaka yung trend and clout.
And clout.
Yung
exactly.
Parang ano, para dumami yung likes mo, para dumami yung repost mo, yung followers mo. You're going to kind of like, and I'm sorry to use the word, but to exploit.
Yeah.
You know, such an important discussion. And parang medyo na naging ano siya, naging minimized.
Uh-oh.
When we should be talking about it in a very, uh-oh, you know, educational and serious, and seryosohin natin yung, yeah, discussion, di ba?
You know, ano, the conversation on ending rape culture is such a it's such a big thing for me, because ever since I joined our sorority, yun kasi yung parang ano namin, yung isa sa mga topics na nasa forefront,
right,
talaga,
right,
that we are fighting against. So, alam mo yun, yung parang yung nakita ko yun, naisip ko lang, you know, I don't have to prove to you that I am against,
exactly,
it. You, I mean, diba? And especially in this type of setting, kasi it's a setting.
At saka it's so ano eh, like this reminds me of, I remember, mga years ago, alam mo yung, sa Facebook to nakita na, which I really found the most ridiculous idea,
yeah,
na yung repost this if you love Jesus.
Parang, yeah.
Bakit kita susundin? I mean, what do I have to prove to you?
Uh-huh.
And why do I have to like prove my love for my religion, mm-hmm, for my beliefs, just because you said so and gusto mo lang magpagimik sa Facebook?
Yeah.
Gets? Yung parang...
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with
it
me.
It doesn't well. Mm-hmm. I was so surprised when... Because I haven't heard of this. I only heard about it because of ODH's entry. But yeah, that's weird.
It
that's
is pretty really weird. Pretty... Actually, hindi ko nga mahanap yung word eh. Because seeing it on different like stories, like multiple people, alam mo yung parang... Nare-remind ka ng nare-remind. Alam mo yun?
Right,
yung parang,
right.
Hindi ko alam yung feeling eh na nakuha ko.
Yeah.
Diba?
Ang, you know that it's, you know what it's going for.
Mm-mm.
It's going for visibility.
Yeah.
And to spread the word.
Yeah.
And to call attention to something that needs attention.
Uh-uh.
But it kind of feels off. Yung the way it's worded,
yeah,
the way na parang it becomes like a like sort of a TikTok trend, uh-oh, kind of thing.
You know what though, I really hope that this turns into
something
a
good
conversation.
Yeah, something
talaga
good. Totoo.
Kasi it's something that, you know what, it's always been there, pero diba para siyang it's kind of like a wave, nawawala, nagkakaroon ulit,
yeah,
ng issue, you know, people talk about it, but for me, as long as at one point pag-uusapan siya in a, you know, in a safe environment.
Right.
I think it's only for the better.
That's true.
Diba?
Ano lang eh, no? Parang na-overtake lang nung, is it proper or inappropriate?
Uh-uh.
Yung actual topic.
Uh-uh.
Because now we're like, we're more of talking about, is this a good trend or not?
Yeah.
Instead of actually talking about the
pero malay mo naman, diba? This will be like the, ano man tawag mo dun? Ito yung parang nag-ignite.
Oh, pwede rin. Well, hopefully.
Diba? Hopefully it turns into something.
Yeah,
nice.
Hopefully that's what it reaches. Ano lang talaga, meron ka lang talagang initial.
Uh-oh.
I think the reaction will be either, oh yes, go, I'm all for it.
Uh-oh.
Or you're like, ooh, that kind of doesn't feel, that feels a little off.
Yeah. Yeah. Pero tama talaga na dapat may trigger warning. Because you don't know the effect nung mga ganong thoughts and
that's
images
true.
Or, you know, messages that you see with different people who parang, went through it.
Yung parang proceed if you're
yeah.
up to it.
Kasi diba, alam ko may ganong feature yung Instagram eh.
I
yung parang
so.
Mabablur mo. But anyway, kasi parang na-remind lang ako. I remember before we were talking about a movie that talked about rape. And yun nga, parang merong may scenes na ganun.
Yeah.
And syempre, may redeeming factor. Obviously, it's a movie, diba?
Right,
may
right.
ano sila, artistic, ang tawag mo dun?
License?
License Uh-oh. Or something. Pero parang naisip ko lang na, iba-iba din kasi, diba? When people go through it, iba-iba,
right.
Iba-iba yung pagdadaanan mo. It doesn't mean that it's going to be sunshine and butterfly
yeah.
and rainbows.
Sometimes it's still ongoing.
Yeah, oo.
Sometimes it traumatizes you.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So, regardless of the redeeming factor at the end, pwedeng na ano ka na, na-trigger ka na
yeah.
by the time you get to those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And number four from Arobin, what makes you think na palaaway ako?
Oh.
Ha? Ano? Eh, kung sa pakan na lang kaya tayo sa mukha. Ha? Ha? Ano? Suntukan na! Suntukan ng lips! So,
wait, nakita mo ba
ako
yung...
Ako na lang yung nagdag ng suntukan ng lips. Hindi kasama sa entry.
Gusto mo talaga, lagi may suntukan ng lips. Eh.
Parang okay yun.
Wait, at nakita mo ba yung isang TikTok? Tawang-tawa ako. Basta ano siya, POV siya nung nagbebenta sa tindahan.
Okay.
Tapos may bumili. Sabi niya, ano nga po? Pabili nga po. Tasa, ano yun? Ano yun? Eh, pautang lang po. Ano ba utang? Saan mo bibili ka eh? Eh, bakit ka ba yung mautang? Di ba ako yung mautang? Basta bigyan biglang nagkaroon ng... Tapos, it was like an up and down conversation. Tapos biglang, di ba, nangungutang ka nga dyan eh. Tapos bigla siyang nag-calm down. Bigla siyang, hindi, sabi kasi ni mama, ano eh. Ay, di ba, kasi inutusan lang naman ako ah.
Parang roller coaster.
Sobrang roller coaster. It was so funny.
Oh my gosh. I wanna see. Padala mo sa akin.
I-send ko sa'yo.
Number 3 from Simply Nedge. What makes you think na affected ako ha na tinutukso nyo kami? Bakit? Kinonfirm ba ng pangit na yun na gusto niya ako?
Kakainin.
Ako, sorry. Ayoko nga pangit-pangit. And number 2 from Arch Aguilar. What makes you think that I'm a failure?
Mm.
Failing is very different from deviating from my original plan.
True.
What if I changed my mind?
Totoo, naniniwala ako. Diba? You can always change your mind.
So kunyari, let's say yung original plan mo was something that traditionally people look at as a successful route. Kunyari, magdo-doktor ka, maglo-lawyer ka.
Yeah.
Eh biglang ayaw mo na eh. Tapos mm-hmm. gusto mo magkunyari, gusto mo maging artist, maging
okay.
writer. Alam mo yung a lot of people would probably be like, ay, ano nangyari? Mm-hmm. Ba't pumangit yung career path mo? Mm-hmm. I mean, in their heads, ah.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is art worse than...
Yeah, what's the difference?
Being a doctor or
yeah.
being a lawyer, you know, it's a profession.
You know what? I'm really inspired when I hear stories from people who had a different, let's say, career most of their lives and then biglang shift. Biglang liko
right.
talaga. Because recently, I... Ron Henley, yung kanta niya, diba? Yung kanta ni Ron Henley. But anyway, recently I listened to this podcast and they interviewed Paul Holes. If you don't know Paul Holes, he's actually like one of the lead detectives in Capture... Ano ba tawag mo dun? Parang Uncovering?
Yeah.
Di ko alam. The Golden State Killer.
Oh,
so, si,
okay.
siya yung isa siya nakahuli and, you know, found out about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he's been... a police officer, a detective for the longest time. And now that he retired, he is now in media. So he has a podcast, he has a book, he's going on tours. Alam mo yun, yung parang,
right.
but all his life, he was a detective.
Right.
Yung parang nakaka-inspire lang na, it doesn't mean that you have, you know, that major career, that's it, when you're done, when you're retired. You can go to different fields.
True.
Diba?
Ang galing lang. For him to have like a second wind.
Yeah.
Na to the point na parang ma-celebrity pa siya ngayon.
Exactly.
In, you know, active duty siya.
Actually, if meron siyang isang snippet dun sa book niya na I think he read. And then he said that actually people don't know like a lot of these high profile cases. He was actually part of it.
Oh.
Yeah. And his name is Paul Holes. He's a detective in California, so
okay.
if you want to check it out.
Okay. Ito ba yung mga ano mo, katunggali mo?
Oo. Mga katoto ko to eh.
Hindi, mga kapulisan to.
Kapulisan yung
mga. Ito yung mga naghahabol sa'yo eh, diba? Ito yung mga ina-outwit mo. And at the top, what makes you think comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
what makes you think na pinagdanasaan kita? Mm. Ha? Dahil lang ba gusto kitang singhutin? Post-workout but pre-shower?
Bakit ang specific?
Ang specific. Yung tapos ka na mag-workout, pero hindi ka pa nagsashower.
Right. Mm. Alam mo, although, pheromones. Kasi when they really smell good, I think it elevates it. Like a little bit of sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it elevates
No, because I think it, kasi, di ba, perfume is generic.
Yeah.
It smells the same.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever bottle you buy, it will be the same scent inside.
Mm-hmm.
But once you mix it with the individual scent,
oh yeah.
Nagkakaroon ng
I
parang ninerbis ako dun sa
nag-agree lang ako.
Parang ninerbis ako dun sa
oh yeah.
Hindi, di ba?
Oh yeah.
Nagkakaroon na ng different notes.
Right. Yeah, diba? Yeah, yeah.
Yung perfume. So, yung chemistry nung perfume sa skin ko mm-hmm. very different from the chemistry sa skin mo.
Uh-oh.
So, same perfume tayo pero iba yung dating.
Exactly.
Iba yung amoy.
Kaya nga, di ba, sobrang interesting ng movie na yun, Perfume.
Yes. But I have never watched it.
You've never watched
I
it?
Never
it will scar you
it.
For life.
Oh, really?
It is so interesting because you get the you know the premises. They're gonna take your scent
yeah.
and they're gonna bottle it.
They're gonna bottle
they're
it.
They're gonna bottle it up. Kasi naman. Pero may parang scene doon na medyo ano.
Katakot.
Nakakatakot. Or it's more like what am I watching?
Right.
Kasi parang may intoxicate yung mga tao eh.
Okay.
Ganon. To the point na parang you wanna touch them and like feel them.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'll show you a scene.
Okay,
later.
Okay.
Di na naman spoiler yun, tagal na ng movie.
Oh, sige,
yun,
sige.
Yeah.
So the top 10, what makes you think? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. We have two more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Monster RX 93.1.
Good Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR.
Good Morning Rush.
From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10. But go ahead, check us out. We are already live on Facebook. So see you there. Facebook.com/RX931. We're on Twitch TV as well and YouTube Live. Good morning to all the monsters already busy commenting. What's up to Pinky, to Nathaniel Trilliana, hello to Hirofi Hayashi, hi to Quincy, Pinky, Jess, Martin, Nero, Lemuel, Tristan, who's a first timer. Good morning, Tristan. Hi to JR. What's up to Pang? Hi to Tina, John Sinai, Sheila, Japat, Darwin, and to everybody else on Facebook Live. I hope you guys can stick around till 12 because, yes, well, I'll be here till 12.
Parang ano, parang merong struggle yung from Will, I'll be here until 12.
Well, I'll be here.
May struggle siya. In fairness, naramdaman ko yung struggle.
Di naman. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to be fun, I promise.
Okay, but, good.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Ano? Okay ka lang. Alam mo yung pag here we go, niya nalaglag yung mic.
Okay.
Here we go. Alam mo yung parang what a tease. Kala mo ready na, biglang...
Boink. Ito nga.
All of a sudden, the mic went limp.
Oh.
Alam mo yung, here we go. Parang ano, nangyari na yan. Deja vu.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that happen before somewhere. Oh, but,
okay.
Oh my
so,
God.
We've got our top 10 for today. Let's thank our topic center, Kyle Yanis. Thank you, Kyle. What makes you think? Number 10. From Avi CJ. What makes you think that I'm straight? Porque lahat ng crush ko, lalaki, ang hindi mo alam, gusto ko, kauri ko. Alam mo yung, like, kasi it's possible na yung, alam mo yung crush mo is one gender, pero yung, the one that you will get into a relationship with is another.
Yeah, it's possible.
It
yeah,
is possible.
Totally possible.
There are no rules.
There are no rules, right?
Yes.
Nowadays, I don't know, anything goes.
For
a lot of people.
I would think so, no. And also, number 9 from Victoriano. What makes you think that I'm procrastinating? Naniniwala lang ako sa konsepto ng nasa tamang panahon. It's not like I'm always putting it off. It's more like I'm waiting for the right time to spring it on you.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean,
why not? Minsan
mahirap din yung you're always in a rush to do everything. Kasi pag ganun, minsan hindi pulido yung gawa mo eh.
Oh, yes, agree. And also, number 8 from Call Me Rovi. What makes you think na-single ako? Porque lang nagsosolo travel ako.
And there are some people na hindi lang talaga makwento about their romantic partner.
Yeah,
or yun, yung love life nila. Hindi sila machika kasi yung magugulat ka na lang na, ah, you're in a relationship pala.
At ang tagal na, yung ganun.
Kasi hindi nagpo-post sa mga social media.
Mga
so,
ganun,
di mo alam.
Yun ang tanungin.
Di ba, Rica?
Hindi, tsaka dalawa yun eh. Akala mo single pero actually in a relationship. Tapos hindi lang niya sinasama sa picture yung jowa, nakasama naman niya talaga.
Oo. Minsan may empty seat.
Or couple sila pero they make sure to still travel individually.
Oh yeah. Which I love.
Yeah.
Siyempre ikaw hindi. Hey, pag, as soon as I said it, in my head, ayaw ni Chico.
I am not a fan. Also, number 7, coming from I'm Jimin's Girl. What makes you think that we are not real fans or not as big fans just because nauna ka mag-stan?
Ayan.
Or mas marami kang alam.
Ayoy.
Ano yan?
Gatekeeping at its best. Actually, worst. At its worst.
At its worst. Or best. Kasi kung magaling ka mag-gatekeep. Ito na naman.
Yeah. Alam mo, that's one of the difficulties of joining a fandom that is so big and current.
Yeah.
Kasi nga ang tendency, maraming gatekeepers, di ba? As opposed to, if you're like me, na medyo ayoko na yung sinastan ko sobrang, alam mo yon.
Right.
At the peak or parang yung gano'n na sobrang dami.
Night kind of works against you as a fandom kasi nga what you want is for new
for
fans.
Yeah.
Diba kasi yun ang gusto mo for your stan, diba, na parang dumami yung fans niya, dumami yung admirers. But then how can you grow your fans if napaka-gatekeeper nyo na konting ano lang. Ay, mas fan kami kasi sa'yo.
But in every fandom, may ganyan.
Meron
kasi
naman talaga.
You'd be surprised. Like, for example, Lisa Vanderpump. When I became a stan, ang dami ko rin mga na-encounter na fellow stans, right? And nagulat ako na may nag-aaway din. And they're both like stans, ha? Hindi magkalaban.
Right.
Na parang yung isa parang accusing the other of being like a stalker or like being so obsessed. Yung gano'n. Yung parang, wait lang, may nag-aaway. Relax. Mm-hmm. Oo, passionate.
Actually, feeling ko unfortunate ko kasi nga, within this fandom, like, itong Rusher, may fans, nung fandom.
Yes, right.
So,
right,
it's more like, they were more welcoming than anything. As in, kasi
no, syempre, technically,
going into a fandom ka, not knowing anybody. You could be
medyo nakakatakot, di ba?
Mapapariwara. Tsaka technically nga, di ba, dapat tuwan-tuwa ka na merong convert.
Yeah.
Yung parang, yay,
yeah,
fan ka na rin ng ganito or fan ka na rin ng ganyan. Tapos tuwan-tuwa ka na dumadami kayo. Diba?
It's so cute when they're really nice to you.
Yeah.
Like yung ako nga, yung sinabihan ako na, oh, I always forget you're a baby stan.
Ang cute.
Kasi parang, you know, because yun nga, parang they see our broadcast sometimes, di ba, nasa-share on mga social media when I talk about it. Tapos parang, oo nga, bago lang po ako.
And number 6 from Camilo, what makes you think na mahal pa rin kita? Dahil lang ba tumutol ako habang kinakasal kayo?
Ano
lang. Gugulo ka lang.
Oo, panira lang. Bakit ba?
Ang labo nun.
Gusto ko lang i-live yung kontrabida fantasies ko.
Oo. Number 5 from Lester. What makes you think na beks ako? Dahil lang bang favorite ko sa video ko, nakakanta ni Regine at Lani Misalucha. At 100 ang score ko pag kinanta ko ang I Am What I Am. Wala kang ebidensya, Mars.
Ano yung I Am What I Am? I don't even know that song.
Yung ano siya eh, parang naging signature. Well, it's a Shirley Bassey song. But naging parang gay anthem ni Maricel Soriano.
Can you give me
well, a comment? Ang kaya ko lang nakantahin yung the actual title. Yung I am what I am. And I don't know the rest.
Ang naiisip ko kasi, I am whatever is there. And if I wasn't, then what? Yung kay Eminem yung naiisip
ko. Like literally, when Maricel Soriano had a variety show.
Yeah.
Like she had a variety show.
Talaga?
Like hers. Yun lagi yung I forgot kung first song or last song. So like literally every episode may kanta siya na that song.
Alam mo, may nakita ko na TikTok na Maricel Soriano. Like I'm not sure if it's recent or medyo luma-luma na rin. Pero napaisip lang ako na parang sa Pilipinas siguro si Maricel Soriano yung medyo beb ko.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Like, you know how I am with these older women. Yeah, I think she's very attractive. I find her very attractive, yeah.
Okay.
As in now or yung
hindi ko nga, may nakita lang ako sa TikTok. Tapos parang medyo napaisip ako na parang,
I think it's the lips.
Maybe. Or it's the overall vibe.
The overall.
I like her, parang very strong kasi yung vibe niya eh. Diba? Yung parang very like a strong woman. Ganun. Yeah.
Oh, kaya kaya nga din kanyang iconic, ano, wag mo kong materi-teri.
Hindi yun yung nakita ko, ah.
Hindi ba yung
by the way, hindi yan. Medyo older na siya. Oh.
Ah,
nga pala,
okay.
Siya nga pala yun.
Oh, yun. Oh, there. Sorry, ano pala, Gloria Gaynor pala. Or, I'm pretty sure Shirley Bassey also had a version. Sabi ni Jay Di Mayuga, I Am What I Am, Gloria Gaynor of I Will Survive fame.
Fame.
Opening theme of the Maricel Soriano Show. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Sabi pa ni Kister, ang lyrics naman kasi, I am what I am my own special creation. O, di ba? Baklang bakla.
I love it.
Be proud.
Very empowering yung message.
Very empowering. Like, I am, like, I can create me. Mm. Di ba? Yung version
ko. We support that.
And also, number 4 from Archer Aguilar, what makes you think I'm lazy? Is it because I'm always relaxing? It's called time management, honey. Learn it.
Yeah, some people just make, some people work effortlessly. And when you do that, the tendency is for people to think you're super chill.
Yes.
Yung, ano, yung pinag-uusapan natin kahapon na term.
Alin? Tawa kami ng tawa ni Hazel.
May vocabulary lesson kami habang naglalakad kami kahapon.
Kasi sabi ko sa kanya, bilis-bilisan mo ha, huwag kang pabansin-bansin.
Sabi ko, when was the last time you heard someone
you heard say pabansin-bansin?
Literal na lola ko pa ata yung huli nagsabi sa akin.
Tapos,
na alam mo, narinig ko lang yun kay Chico. Exactly.
Oh, kay Chico lang.
Exactly. I would love to use it. It's just that I don't know where.
Tapos we have to, ano, hinimay namin yan, na parang, ang version niya ngayon, petix.
Yun yung equivalent niya. Pero back in the day,
pabanjing-banjing.
Iba
ba yung bungee? Bungee is like a baby, diba?
Like, alam mo yung walking, like ambling along, like, you know, lazily. Walking very
parang no
slow.
Sense of urgency.
No sense of urgency. Pero sabi ko nga, yung version ni Hazel, pa-vanji-vanji.
For those naman who don't know, like si Rika, yung bonjing, I think that came from a movie eh. May movie ata na bonjing about like an older man who was like parang acting like a baby. Something like that.
Si ano, Jimmy Santos.
Yes!
Yun, Jimmy Santos.
Hindi, sa kanya kasi.
It's called bonjing.
Yeah. May kanta pa yun, Atote bonjing, Atote bonjing.
Are you serious? Wait, did you say ato?
Ato, kasi nga, bulong siya. So, sasabihin ni Jimmy Santos, Atote bonjing, Atote bonjing. Or something like that. Basta may ganun, may kanta siya.
Pabanding, pabanding, pabanding.
Oo, oh, oh, totoo. Si Jimmy Santos yun, promise.
That's so funny.
The singer?
Si Jimmy Bondo.
Oh, but Jimmy Bondo.
We're getting our references mixed up here.
Sino ulit si Jimmy Santos?
Co-host sa Eat Bulaga.
Sila, I Love You 3 times a day.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Oo.
Ah, it's by Mars Ravelo.
Yes, yes, it's a comic.
It's parang a comic. Comics
yata siya, oo. Parang ganun, parang ganun. Sabi ni Archie, ba't nakasimangot si Margie? Yan ang kanyang resting thinking face.
Oh, and happy yan.
Oh, that's my resting thinking face.
Yeah, that's really his ano. Basta meron siyang iniisip or binabasa. Ganyan ang mukha.
That's why everyone thinks I'm ano. That's why everyone thinks I'm masungit. Because I'm always like, whenever I'm thinking,
ganyan
ang I'm a little more offensive.
Nakakunot mm-hmm. yung noo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, number 3, the super malas guy. What makes you think it's a compliment when you tell a gay guy he looks straight? It was only lately I found out it's a form of microaggression.
It is.
It is.
Or yung sayang.
Yeah.
That one. I hate that one.
Yung sayang nga gets mo pa na microaggression. Ito kasi they think they're giving you a compliment.
Yeah, it's not a compliment.
It is not a compliment. So.
Is that part of internalized homophobia ba yan?
Yung parang kasi no. Like, kasi diba, what you're trying to say is like, oh, ang galing mo kasi you're gay but you look straight. So what you're saying is, if you don't look straight or
it's
if it's
not straight,
it's not good. Diba? Parang, diba parang ano nga, like sometimes like, let's say parents,
yeah.
When their kids come out to them, they're like, okay lang yan kasi very straight acting ka naman eh. Di ba? Yung parang like,
yeah.
So what are you trying to say?
You can just say, ang pogi mo, period.
Yeah.
Period. Like, stop yep. there.
Is that the same as like lalaki? Feeling mo lalaki ka? Or mukha
lalaking,
kang
lalaki?
Lalaking
lalaki ka.
Yeah, ganun.
Man,
lalaking
or
lalaki
or something
ka.
Like that.
Di ba?
Oh, that's not cool. Yeah. And number 3, or 2, sorry, from Wildfire, what makes you think na porkit tinitigdan kita, eh gusto kita. Hello, tinitigdan ko rin naman yung poop sa kalye para maiwasan, di ba? Ganon din ikaw.
Kadiri. But you should look. Kasi ang yeah. hirap pag nakatapok ka, kadiri talaga.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
Yeah.
Like you look for a patch of grass.
Yeah.
Kasi yung, alam mo yung sumakit na yung paa mo sa kakakuskus.
Oh my God.
Kinukuskus mo pa rin.
Ako,
so gross.
Dito sa Ortigas, super careful ko. Kasi merong mga, ano talaga, I think because maraming pusa na
yes.
straight. Tapos, you know, some people also walk their dogs. I don't know if everybody picks up after themselves. Pero, yeah.
Ay, okay. And the top, what makes you think, comes from Odik.
Odik says,
what makes you think na gusto ko ng aso ko, dinilaan ka lang, gusto ko na kaagad. Eh kung dilaan rin kita, para malaman mong gusto rin kita.
If only.
If only, no? You know, it's so cute. I met a dog last night. And when we were about to leave, so ano siya, like ano naman, friendly naman siya, pero generally, dinedead mo niya ako. Tapos nung magpapaalam na kami na parang, okay, bye. So I was just standing by the doorway. Bigla siyang tumayo. Tapos, alam mo yung dumapa siya and she put her 2 front paws on my feet.
Oh.
Yung parang, don't leave.
Oh, that's so cute.
She was so cute. Oh my gosh. I made a new friend. I made a new friend yesterday. And, there you go, the top 10, what makes you think? We've got one more batch for you, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
That's right, a quick round of Pak or Palpak, which we will continue tomorrow as well. So we'll do it twice.
Ooh,
week, okay?
okay, that sounds
anyway.
Good.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you, Kyle, for the topic. Hashtag, what makes you think? Let's start off at number 10, coming from, let's see here, the Super Malas Guy. What makes you think na puro TikTok at YouTube lang ang inaatupag ko? Hinihintay ko lang ma-monetize yung account ko to earn from it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can be monetized.
You need consistency kasi talaga eh. So,
oh my gosh, can I just say, yung
We're waiting for the next reel.
Yung kay Mr. Beast.
Alam mo yung Mr. Beast.
Oh, he's one of the top YouTubers now.
Ah, Mr. Beast.
And,
okay.
Like, one of his latest videos, nagpas, parang survivor siya.
Uh-huh.
Na, yun, yung mga ano niya, mga followers niya, tsaka some of his friends. Alam mo kung anong premyo niya?
Ano?
Yung island. Kung saan sila nagsusurvivor.
What do you mean?
Like, he gave it away?
He gave it away.
What the hell?
That's the prize. You know, you get a beach island.
The amount of money that he gets.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy how much he spends. It's also
how do you apply for this?
Diba?
You know what? It's so funny now how people try to get into television. Like, for example, reality shows. Mm. They try so hard to be able to make it to a reality show so they can then, like, shift their career to social media.
Yeah.
For example, yung The Bachelor, you know, before the prestige was just to be a part of the show, right? And who knows, it might start a career for you in television.
Right.
As with some people. But now, parang it's a given. Pag sumali ka doon, you know, you can expect na mag-shoot up yung number of followers mo. Tapos, you know, you'll get income out of it, diba? Which is so fascinating when you think about it.
Parang nagbaligtad.
Oo, di ba? Diba?
Parang baligtad na siya na
pero,
dati.
In the same vein naman, na people who started big on social media try to transition to mainstream media. Like for example, with Bretman Rock. With Addison Rae, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang, yeah, it's weird, no? Pero, yeah, that's really fascinating.
And that's not going to stop anytime soon. Yeah. You know, may evolution na naman, babalik na naman. Yeah, like, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how? Kaya nga maganda, ano ka? You're very pliable.
Mm.
Like, you're not bound to one medium.
Yeah.
That you can...
Versatile.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Versa!
It's true.
Versatile.
I think ganun yung mga nangyayari kay Inuino. Like, least Liza Koshy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, totoo. Yeah. Grabe, na-penetrate na nila talaga yun. And even, like with Emma, podcast, lahat eh. Parang every aspect may presence siya.
Actually, you know what right now is so weird and also fascinating?
Yeah.
Because people talk about her vlogging style like it's a psyche. Alam mo yun, yung parang inaano nila.
Ina-analyze nila.
Parang ina-analyze nila how it became so successful.
Oh.
And then, you know, there are other like really, really small YouTubers with like only 100 followers.
Yeah.
When they would edit like Emma Chamberlain, their videos would shoot up.
Oh, wow.
As in, ganun. It's like a phenomenon.
Nice.
Grabe yung ano, no? Like how things work nowadays.
Yeah.
And sometimes yung parang nag-shift pati yung... Yung like dati, parang you had to have been working in the industry for so long to make it big.
Mm.
Ngayon naman, parang it's the ones who just started vlogging or putting up a channel. Sila yung, sila na yung sinusunod ng mga tao.
But interestingly enough, it's only for people who watch YouTube. It's only for that platform or Spotify or whatever it is they are found in.
Right.
And then when they try to transition into like, let's say, Instagram or whatever, where they don't have as many following, then it's like, who's this person again? Like me, when you guys were talking about this YouTuber, I was like,
she, Emma Chamberlain?
I didn't know who this was. Sorry, for me, because I don't watch YouTube. I don't watch vlogs.
Mm.
So it all depends on what you're interested in.
At saka notice right? How like sometimes you're big on one platform and then you're a relative unknown in another.
Yeah.
Yung tipong millions na ka na sa TikTok, tapos pagpunta mo sa Instagram, parang, ay, ang konti ng followers.
Ako, yung kay Emma, yung ano ko sa kanya is, it's so interesting how celebrities, as in like mainstream celebrities like the Kendall Jenners of the world, they're the ones who try to work with Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah,
they get her to, like Hailey Bieber, for example. She's Hailey Bieber. The world knows Hailey Bieber. But she was the one who guested Emma on her channel. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, Emma's got that YouTube
the
reach.
Clout.
Yeah, she's got that. So, ang fascinating nung parang, tapos nung, when Emma did, well, when she worked for Vogue, at the Met, di ba siya yung nag-interview ng celebrities? Yeah. Like, everybody was like a chummy-chummy with her. Tapos parang, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm such a fan. Yung gano'n.
Oh, my
parang,
God.
Sila nagsasabi sa kanya na I'm such a fan. And then she's like, I'm a fan.
TBH, mas na-enjoy ko yung kay Liza Koshy. Kasi funny siya eh.
Yeah. She's yung personality niya.
Ano, no? Comedian. Mm-hmm. Pero, ganun din, snatch din siya.
But
pwede.
I think,
pero gets ko din kasi yung approach ni Emma. That's why it's also very...
Very calm and ano lang. But the thing is...
Pero feeling ko ano din kasi, maybe it's also her management.
For her personality na rin siguro, nag-evolve, you know, as she gets a little
sobra.
Older.
I you know though, what? I used to watch her talaga like before when she was still living with her mom.
Yeah.
Sobrang ibang-iba yung baking with Emma. Very chaotic.
Hot. Tapos yung dad yung niya. Ano,
oo,
yun yung okay. Ano ko dito.
Yun ang take away dito.
Chico, totoo. Tapos meron siyang painting YouTube channel.
Oh.
He paints.
Oh, wow.
He goes to different parts of the country. And then he would set up the canvas.
Oh, wow. But I think ang maganda lang dito is, nagkaroon ng mutual respect from both sides.
Yes. True.
Na parang, before kung mainstream ka, maybe you look down on people na who are big in like the social media world lang, pero not necessarily mainstream. And maybe vice versa, na if you're a social media star, feeling mo, you look down on celebs na biglang nagtatry mag-penetrate.
Yes,
sa
yes.
Now there's like a mutual respect. True. Na parang, you know, you're free to cross over just like I am. Mm-hmm. We're all, you know, we're all just doing what
we can. Let's help each other out.
Yeah,
parang
yeah.
Na ano siya, parang naging equalizer.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-oh.
And number 9, coming from Call Me Rovi. What makes you think na nagsasayang ako ng pera when I buy merch? If it makes me happy, doesn't that make it worth it?
Tsaka pera mo yan eh. Aww. You can do whatever
exactly,
you want
with it. Exactly, it's your
money.
Do what you wish.
So isn't like buying whatever it is that we buy, the end goal na gusto natin is to be happy that we bought it?
Exactly.
So if you're happy, then you achieved your goal?
Oo. At yeah? Saka alam mo, yung realization ko kahapon, you know, upon hearing about a certain someone's passing. Yung parang, you know, life's really so short. Like, one day you're here and the next day you're not. Yung parang
yeah,
ganon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you think about it, parang, I feel like everybody should make it a point to do something for themselves on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Do something that makes you happy
true.
Every single day because you never know when it's your last.
Oh, yeah, na? Okay. Can I record this part by remote trade?
Yun yung everyday ano. Yun yung daily happiness mo ganun.
Tapos pag you know, pinagalitan ako. Sabi ni Hazel, do something that you like once a day.
You should. Yeah. Oh, I mean, you should though. You really
hello,
should.
Hello, anong once a day remote raid pass is only 3. Last time I checked kahapon, nag-raid tayo mga ilang beses na.
Oh, oh my God! Sabi ko, once a day lang ah, baby whale
ah. And eh, that's good for yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Ah, gana. No, so whether it's buying something or, you know, having that dessert or
yeah.
Ano yan, anything. Or waking up a little later than usual.
Ayun ba yung ginamama mo today?
Hindi. Siyempre hindi. May pasok ako eh, trabaho. So do something that makes you happy. We're happy
love,
that you're
love,
here.
Love.
At least, Hazel, may ano ka na, nagawa ka na today.
You made us happy.
We said...
May nagawa. Oh, take that off your ball. You got it.
Uy, ang saya ko na naunahan ko si Chico kanina.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Galing.
Eh, dapat naman kasi 6 ka, 7 pa.
7 pa ako eh. Kasi na isa araw naunahan ko.
Yung isang araw, sabay tayo.
Sabay tayo. And number 8 from Dr. Manhattan. What makes you think na boring ang buhay ko compared to yours? Hindi lang certain lifestyle mo ang may happiness, girl. Like, I could be happy with a very sedentary lifestyle. Yeah. Not everyone wants that kind of like, oh, I'm taking the world by storm kind of lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Number.
How would you take it? Like, let's say a friend would give you that reality check. Like, kunwari ikaw, masaya ka naman. Masaya ka naman sa ginagawa mo or whatever. But obviously, because, you know, they live a different life, they would somehow question
may judgment
it na parang,
sila.
May judgment.
Or maybe just like questioning it na, hindi ko ba napapagod? And sometimes kasi parang, for me kasi parang ayokong pinag-iisipan yung ganun.
For me kasi it's all about, ano eh, balance talaga. Parang I can't be go, 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 go all the time. I need downtime also. But I can't also just, you know, naka-downtime ka lang all
no,
the time.
No, but not just with that. Eh.
With like, in life.
In life, na parang yung biglang may mag-reality check.
For me, I don't care kasi what people say. I feel like, you know, I live my life the way I want to. And I feel like the best, I'm doing the best that I can for myself. So, as long as I keep doing that, kahit ano pa sabihin mo, wala akong pake. So, bala ka sa buhay. Mind your own business. Kayo? Kayo ba? Do you feel that
parang
way?
Parang na lang ako. Yung parang, ay, parang nalilis ako whenever people...
Pag may nagko-question sa'yo, medyo nagugulat ka.
But wait a minute, I'm happy. But why do you think
as long
I'm
as you're
not?
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parang ano, yung status ni Rico Robles.
Ano?
May nabasa ako sa kanya, yung parang about when people ask him like, when are you gonna procreate? Or something like that.
Yeah. Parang oh my gosh.
No, I mean, that's serious, right?
Yeah.
But yun nga, parang who cares what they say? As long as you're happy.
Hello, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
Right?
That
none
says
of your
more,
business how I feel or what I think.
Parang that says more about them as people.
That's true. And, I okay, sorry. Na-distract lang ako kasi terno pala kayo ni Marky and
we are Terno.
Look at you. You're wearing the same color. Wow, green is the color of the day.
Akala ko parang medyo bluish yung kay Marky.
Ay, blue ba yun sa'yo? Akala ko green. Mukha siyang green.
Is it dark
well,
green?
Well, it's a different kind of... Yeah, hers is a little lighter green.
Yeah.
Mine is a darker bluish green.
But I love. Parang prepara tayo naka-plain.
Diba?
Cute.
True. We're all planes today.
Number 7 from Mayor. What makes you think I'm antisocial? I just happen to be more productive when I work alone.
Some people work better alone. And
let me ask you guys, are you better alone or working with someone?
Alam mo, I like collaboration, pero maganda rin yung parang when we do the epic wrap off, for example. Like we're working together but we're doing
separately.
Our own thing.
Yes. Yes.
Parang that works for me. Kasi like, meron tayong collaboration, pero meron din tayong individual effort.
And I like that it highlights your strengths as an individual.
Yes.
And parang whatever na parang mas magaling ka doon, diba? You get to do it.
Pero,
and kung saan yung...
Meron collaborative spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, diba?
Actually, that's like the perfect example. Yun nga, yung when we do the epic wrap-off na parang... We all get our own little thing.
But we do our own thing.
Oh, pero, and also what we want to
yes,
do. Right?
Yes, exactly.
So, ang cool lang nun. Paparinig namin sa'yo, Marky. May epic wrap-off kami.
For a side something.
Yeah.
And number 6 from I'm Not In The Mood. I'm desperate for validation. Maybe you're the one who is because you keep on subtweeting and throwing shade, calling out people desperate for validation, which is your validation that you don't need validation.
True.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Parang because you're calling people out na, ay nako, you're so desperate for validation. But in a weird way, that's the validation you need.
Yeah.
Na, I'm not like them.
Only maybe because you don't get as many likes. You know what I mean?
Right?
So it could, yeah.
So it's in a weird way you're getting validation by calling people out who need validation.
Yes. You think you're better, basically.
You think you're better. Yeah, generally.
Speaking of that Instagram story that went around yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about
rape
it.
Culture. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Rolling my eyes.
Yep.
Like, just stop.
I know.
Like basic human decency to be against it. Obviously, we're all against it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Why do I need to prove it to you?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
You don't know what people have been through, so don't.
Exactly.
You don't
what
even
don't
post a trigger
share?
Warning and you share that.
Totoo
you know
yun.
What I mean?
Totoo yun.
Yeah.
Tsaka parang hindi siya pwedeng
daplisan
mo
lightly.
Lang. Oo, tsaka yung, if you wanna talk about it, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But it can't be like something na you just use it as an attention-getting device.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Parang don't blackmail people into performative activism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And also, let me see here. Coming from C. Antithesis at number 5, what makes you think na kayo lang ang nandyan sa RX booth?
Ha? Hindi nga yun, yung katabi mo yan.
Hindi, yung nasa likod mo.
Hindi, nasa tabi mo eh. Nasa tabi mo eh.
Hindi, yung kay Chico na sa shoulders niya. Parang
ay,
brother.
Nako. Ano, nakakandong. Ganon.
My God. Ang ganda siguro,
tapos,
no?
Tapos nakasilip lang.
Ang ganda lalim. Siguro na gaganyanan kami ni Chico. Tapos biglang may magfo-float dun sa salamin ni Marky sa likod na. Can you imagine?
Kasi biglang merong...
Completely naked, no?
Ay. Iba yun? Hindi ata multo yun?
Parang iba yung multo na yun, ah.
Hindi, ibang atang multo yun. Number four from Camilo. What makes you think that I'm weird? Just because I speak another Chudkaiko ish girtie a prefer kulish?
Huh? Ano daw?
Ano?
Alam mo, may sarili siyang language.
Sarili language.
May ano, Elvish.
Meron ba kayong ganun? Kasi I know some people na when they were younger, meron sila yung parang secret language. Yung may dinadagdag na like
ako,
a couple of syllables.
Yes.
Ano, P language.
Can you give me a sample? Because I never had it when I was younger.
Kapasipe, sipihepeizepel. Lipate, gumit, gupo, mipisiping. Kapasipe. Yupong apala parm niya pa. Hipindipi. Tupo, mupo, nupog.
Okay, paki-convert na po. Paki-translate na po.
Si Hazel, hindi nagising kasi yung alarm niya hindi tumunog.
Oh my God.
Ikaw, yeah. Marky, meron ka?
P-language.
Okay, I didn't have a language, right? It didn't make sense. But for me and my brother and my two cousins, it did make sense, quote-unquote, because we were making fun of my other brother. But there's one word, patuglang, which is Eirik's name. So, because he doesn't eat fruit, the only reason that he can't hear the language is because he doesn't eat fruit. So when he eats fruit, he can understand it. So it's called Abu Dabu. Abu Dabu. So we'd go, patuglang. And so he always thinks we're talking about it.
Oh.
So what are you saying? Like, you have to eat fruit first before you know what we're talking about.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Love you, Eirik, very much.
Yeah. Meron din yung ano, horse language. Kasi yung P language.
Oh.
Basically, P language siya. Pero instead of adding P,
H.
Kunyari, Hazel, Hepezepel, Marky, Maparky P. Pag horse language, medyo mas mahirap kasi igidi. Like, Hegeday Zigadel.
Hegeday Zigadel.
Oo. Magadar Kigidi. Oo, ganon.
Chigiki, ano?
Chigidi. Kogodo.
Kogodo, ang hirap naman.
Magadar.
Yan yung horse
Chigidi.
Language naman.
So
may mga
hard.
Ganon yun. And number three from Manny Asymptomatic.
Trudeau.
What makes you say?
Nalang tayo sa ano?
Parang may nalilito na doon.
Sa secret language ni Akir.
Ni Akir. That kilab.
Oo.
And number three for Manny Asymptomatic. What makes you think I'm an influencer? Dahil lang ba lagi ko pinifilm yung bawat kilos ko? Whatever. Just don't forget to like and subscribe and hit the notification bell para you're always updated with my latest uploads.
But don't you think that sometimes filming yourself the whole day gets into the privacy of the people you're with?
As long
maybe
as they know.
Maybe you should
know.
Be asking
yeah, as
them
long as they know.
First, before you're videoing yourself. That's what kind
true.
Of annoys me sometimes.
Ano yun? Dapat parang that's a given as courtesy.
Yeah. And even strangers, di ba? Yeah. Kanyari, nagpifilm ka sa labas. Tapos nakikita yung nasa tabi mo, di ba? Parang you can get into trouble kung magalit sila, di ba?
Yeah, that's true.
Kung i-publish
especially
mo.
Especially yung mga live.
Yeah,
yung mga live.
Right.
Yeah. Totoo yan. And number two from Archer Aguilar. What makes you think na crush kita? Dahil lang ba lagi kitang sinisinghot pag dumadaan ka? There's something kasi about the smell eh. So
si Chico,
nice.
Mahilig maninghot.
Hoy, hindi ako naninghot.
Hindi, diba gusto mo na nga amoy?
Gusto ko yung smell, pero I don't go out of my way to like... Hindi naman ako nang sisinghot.
Eh, kung naninghot ka, di ang dami nating sininghot ka. Ang daming moment kahapon.
Oo, nagsisikuhan
ay,
kami.
Ay, nako.
Ano mo, Hazel?
Promise. Nako, Marky.
Tapos yung
promise.
Akin yung kaliwa, yung kanan.
You could probably make a meme out of that. You know how there's like that meme of the couple walking by and that hot girl And then the guy turning back.
Yeah.
Yeah, except both of you now are turning back. Right?
Oh, yes. And the top, what makes you think, comes from Wildfire.
Wildfire says,
what makes you think na porket single ako, eh hindi na ako masaya? Bakit? Kayo ba ng misis mo, masaya pa? Ooh. Oh. Them's fighting words.
But it's true.
I mean, you know, wala siyang rules. Like, single, may masaya, may hindi masaya. Taken, may masaya, may hindi masaya.
True.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. Wala siyang, there's no one is to one kind of thing when it comes to being taken or single.
Ultimately, nasa sayo yan as a human being kung masaya ka or hindi. Kasi ikaw din yung nagput ng sarili mo sa situation mo.
Totoo. So, yeah. Wala sa ano yan, taken or tingle. Single, taken, or single.
Feeling ko masaya yung tingle.
Ano yung taken or tingle? Taken
tingle
or
na
single.
Tingle na tingle ka na ba, Chico?
Guys. Okay. Ano ba yung movie na yun? Yung may Mrs. Tingle something?
Mrs. Tingle?
Yeah, isn't there like a movie?
Alam ko sa Netflix, meron ba yung single?
Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
What?
Yeah.
Is such a thing?
For it's a Helen Mirren, Katie Holmes, Jeffrey Tambor movie.
Oh, wow.
Vivica A. Fox, Molly Ringwald. Wow. Star-studded pala yung cast neto.
Okay.
Barry Watson. Yeah, I remember. From 1999, Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so what about us? Ano?
What makes you think?
What makes you think? Hindi, ako sige. What makes you think I don't see through you? I just know how to play the game. Alam mo yung minsan,
what game are we playing?
Survivor.
Game of love.
Survivor.
Oh God.
Hindi, diba? Like, akala nila they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
Akala nila ang smooth nung game nila. That they pulled the wool over your eyes. Hindi nila alam na,
you see everything.
I see you, don't worry. I see you. Don't think for a minute na nakalampas ka. But, I'm just, ano lang. I'm just, yeah.
Go.
Hindi, parang ano lang ako. Parang, I know how you work. I'm just biding my time. And, kunyari na lang ano ka. Ignorant.
Doon naman, binila na nga kita ng kape. Guilty pala. Feeling, no?
Guilty pala. I'm on to you.
Doon naman, binila na nga kita ng
kape. She's on to you.
akala mo, hindi ko alam yung inner monologue mo, di ba? Ang ano mo sa amin, ay hindi nag-ring yung alarm clock ko. Pero ang totoo, si Hazel magigising yan on time. Tapos, bubuksan niya yung radio niya. Tapos madidinig niya, nag-a-adlib kami. Sasabihin niya, maghintay ka.
Grabe!
I'm coming. I'm taking my...
When I'm good and ready.
Oh my, the slander is real.
When I'm good and ready.
Ay, nako.
Ito. What makes you think I'm lonely when I like to have lunch or dinner by myself?
Yeah,
that's or actually, watch a movie by myself.
That's true. It right? can be a lot of
they're
fun.
They're like they're always like, ah, kawawa ka naman. No, uh-huh. I'm just enjoying myself. I'm enjoying quality time with myself.
Exactly.
Diba? Yeah.
Oo.
Oo. Ano ba? What makes you think na I'm still thinking of the same person when I post like lyrics to a song, for example?
Oh.
Diba? I could True. Be talking about a different person. You don't know everything, so don't assume that it's about you.
Actually, True. We know nothing.
Yeah.
Nakatago lahat eh.
Oh, I like to keep certain things under lock and key.
Yung kaliwa si Lock. Yung kanan si Key.
Lock and Key.
And Key. Oh, magkabila yan.
Ayun, yun naman pala eh. No? Uh-huh. Oh. Ay, Oh, isa pang round. Sagot pa ulit ha.
Wala, bakit may isang round?
Kasi 10-11 pa.
Hanggang 12 ka kasi. Okay.
But thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Joining the top 10. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere because the show ain't over, baby.
Yep. Hazel is on until 12. And may lungkot sa boses. May lungkot sa boses.
Yon, saya ko kayo.
Wala, okay.
Hindi, hindi ako malungkot.
Oh, hanggang 2 ka na raw.
Ay, hindi. Malulungkot ako pag gano'n. Nikki, awa ganon. Malulungkot ako nun.
But thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, you guys.